Blog Talk Radio.
He keeps going and he can go all the way. Hey, trees! Set a head there, there's a kick return.
Touchdown, number 24, Terry Green with the touchdown. How about that one? This is WSJP.
Thompson with a three.
That's good. You're listening to WSJP, the voice of all things St. Joe's Prep, live only on blogtalkradio.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to WSJP's presentation of Prep Hockey. I'm Greg Bradley alongside my color analyst for tonight's game, Bradley Judge. Tonight, the St. Joe's Prep Hawks will be taking on the Archbishop Ryan Raiders in the first round of the AAA Flyers Cup. The stadium in Havertown, Pennsylvania is tonight's venue, and it is sure to be a good one as it is win or go home. Now I'll bring in my color analyst, Bradley Judge, to discuss key elements of the game to ensure that the Prep comes out on top in this one. Right now the teams have just taken the ice. Sorry, Bradley, got that one. And, you know, you get a tip of warm-up. So as soon as the 5 minutes of warm-up run out, we will begin the game. So now, Bradley, what must the Hawks do to come out on top of this one?
Well, it all starts with goaltending and Bradley Smith. He needs to have a huge performance tonight to get the win. I'm not very worried for them offensively. They put up points in a hurry. And defensively, I think they have They have some great defensemen in Nick Cicerone and Jim Shetty. So I think they're good on the defensive end. It'll just be about Bradley Smith stopping their shots.
Yeah, Bradley Smith will certainly have quite the task in order to stop Archbishop Ryan, leader in points, Tyler Girowski. And, you know, Girowski, a little bit of a tongue twister that last name there, but he has 41 points this season, and, you know, no matter what the competition level play, people have been saying, you know, that's why he has so many points. That is still an incredible amount of points for someone who has only played, 18 games this season. So he's definitely had a fair share, and, you know, he's had four hat tricks this season. And so, I mean, certainly with numbers like that, you expect a lot of points to come with it. And the Hawks are gonna have to focus in and dial in on him, number 22 out there on the ice. But as you mentioned, the Hawks have some strong defenders, the Cicerone and Scampetti, which would be the first line of defense. But, you know, it doesn't stop at the first line. Nick Urbani, Mike Corrado, and then Jason Master and Liam Hankels, all the defensive pairings have been really solid this year. And ultimately, Bradley Smith is going to have to step up in this one. Interesting that we see Bradley Smith in that and not Gianni D'Andrea.
Yeah, very interesting. And back to Tyler Girowski. You know, he can do it all. He leads the team in goals, assists, and points. But if there's something we know about this Prep team, they shut down your star players. We saw it a little while back against Cardinal O'Hara. They relatively kept quiet Liam McCanny. So I think all eyes and all focuses will be on Tyler Girowski tonight.
And, you know, this is the first round of the Flyers Cup later on tonight with a predicted 7-point start. Holy Ghost Prep will be taking the ice out of Grundy. And, you know, that is a game they'll be playing Carroll, and that's a game they're projected to win. So, once again, the Hawks are looking to be matched up against Holy Ghost Prep. And, you know, the Hawks have seen them twice, and both times it hasn't been the outcome the Hawks have looked for. You know, the first time around, they lost 7-2. But the second time around, only 3-1, which is, you know, definitely a good sign for the Hawks. And it shows that they could easily contend with them, you know, provided they are on their game. And, you know, hopefully with a good win here tonight, they really get that momentum swinging in their way. And they are on their game come next Tuesday. This will be out in Grundy, as I mentioned, if they advance tonight.
Yeah, now they've played in two games. The second game was a closer margin. So it looks like they've got this Holy Ghost team a little bit more figured out than the first time they played them. So that'll definitely be an interesting and fun game if St. Joe's Prep can come out with the win tonight.
Yep. That is for sure. You know, some other key players for Hawks, you know, you mentioned their offense and ability score from all over the place, and really at will, like you saw in the Sink games, when you can see that they were seemingly putting up points whenever they wanted. Mark Sinsella was going to probably do a lot of that tonight. He leads the team with 13 goals, and, you know, tagged along with 13 assists as well to get a grand total of 26 points thus far in the season. And, you know, certainly he's going to have to play well, and not just as a player, but as a leader out there on the ice. He is wearing the C in tonight's game, as he has been all season. He's going to have to play like that throughout these playoffs so the Preps can hopefully take it back as they take Flyers' tough chance.
And that leadership is very important in these games, especially when it comes to maybe some of the underclassmen losing their cool. That we've seen a lot of penalties in the games that we've called. So definitely having Mark Sinsella out there to keep everyone even-keeled will be very important for the Hawks.
Yeah, I think penalty minutes is really an undervalued stat. And, you know, especially in, like, the LaSalle and Malvin games, the tensions are rising. You know, these guys all play together on their squad team. And, you know, they know one another, and it shows out there in ice that when they play for the school, then they really want to come out on top every time. And sometimes things get a little bit tricky, but it hurts the Hawks when these tempers swap. But certainly tonight, I don't expect too much, but you never know. I think we get further into the game than maybe one team, as we predict the Hawks to be winning big. It could get tricky on the other side, and some retaliation could happen.
And this prep team, although they come in with a record of 11-7, don't let that deceive you. At one point of this year, they won 8 straight games. So a bit of a losing skid to end the season, but when they're on, they can beat anyone.
Exactly what they hope to do here tonight, start that momentum and continue it all throughout the run. We're going to take a quick break here on WSJP as they are getting ready for the national anthem. And after that, we'll bring you Puck Drop and Starters as well. We'll be back after the break.
Lauzi Farm and Car Repair, located on Long Lane, East Lansdowne, is the place for your import. Specializing in European and Asian vehicles as well as vintage VWs, Lauzi Farm and Car Repair is the stop for your oil changes, AC heating repairs, alignments, alternators, starters, inspection, brakes, transmissions, tires, and more. And though they specialize in foreign vehicles, domestic cars are also welcomed. If you're living in Lansdowne, Upper Darby, Havertown, Drexel Hill, or West Philly and are looking for an honest mechanic, look no further. Find out why his customers say mechanic John Lauzi, prep class of 1986, is the best of the best, someone who gets the job done right the first time around. A Lauzi customer is a happy, satisfied customer. Call 610-259-2500 to book an appointment or to hear more about the services of Lauzi Foreign Car Repair. That's 610-259-2500 for Lauzi Foreign Car Repair, a proud supporter of WSJP and the St. Joseph's Prep Hawks. Go Prep!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the stadium here in Havertown, Pennsylvania, as we get set for a puck drop. Once again, I'm Greg Bradley alongside my partner for tonight's broadcast, Bradley Judge, with Charlie Murray and Ned Burke on the staff, and Pat McKay waiting in the wings for the intermission report and post-game as well. And, you know, let's run through the Hawks starters, Bradley, as we get set here for puck drop. On the first line, we'll have Dimitri Stefano, Anthony Amato, Chris Mayer. And for the first pairing on defense, we'll have Nick Stone and Campetti as well. And then in net, of course, we'll have Bradley Smith. And, you know, these lines are subject to change as the game goes along, Coach Shockman said. He's going to definitely look to experiment a little, depending on how the game is going, to hopefully build some chemistry between the players on other lines.
And the line that really stands out to me is the third line for the Preps, the Connor Ryan, Mark Colvia, and Mark Cinciola line with Nathan Master and Hankels on the defensive end. That is going to be a very important lineup in tonight's game, and a lineup that can score as well. So that may be, you know, the line that's going to put up the most goals in this game.
And out there taking the faceoff is Jarowski for the Archbishop Ryan Raiders. Hawks win the faceoff, take it back into their own zone, and try to possess the puck out in the corner along the boards now. Some little along the boards now. Hawks trying to clear out of their zone. They're unable to do so. Now it's working it along the corner boards and still staying there. Hawks keeping it in their own zone, just trying to get the puck out, get something going on offense. Chris Mayer now bringing up the puck along the right side. Makes a man miss at the blue line. Keeps going, but loses possession of the puck at the midline. And the Ryan Raiders dump it into the Hawks zone. Nick Cassone picks it up in his own zone. Dumps it all the way up the ice, and it is intercepted at the Ryan Raiders blue line. And icing is called as the Raiders dump it along to the far side.
And already we saw something very positive for this Archbishop Bryan team. They force a quick turnover, can't do anything with it, so that's definitely a positive thing to look forward to.
Now, Mark Colavita is the face-off for the Hawks. Hawks lose the face-off, and Ryan comes along the board. And now the Hawks trying to get it into the zone. They get it in close. Colavita fighting along the board. Gets it up top. Black, unable to keep it in the zone and dumps it back in as soon as he leaves. And the Ryan Raiders, we go through behind the net, trying to make an offensive push here. Able to do so. Now, Archbishop Ryan trying to clear the zone, unable to do so once again. The pass was intercepted by Colavita. Colavita forces turnover. Now the Ryan Raiders going the other way. Icing is waved off. The Raiders have the puck deep in their corners there. And some fight continues along the board. And around the corner it goes. Hawks looking to clear, unable to do so. Pass once again intercepted, intended for Mark Cinciola. And the Hawks have it shoot behind their net now, looking to regroup and regather. Shot fires. Bradley Smith with a stick save. Hawks playing it with it behind their net, trying to clear. And the Black gets it up to the center there. And how along the far side goes Cinciola. Cinciola to the net, fires a shot, unable to get it to go. Save made. First shot of the game, and pretty good chance there for the Hawks. Now Stefano there. And the Ryan Raiders look to clear. Hawks keep it in the blue. Within the blue line. But then the Ryan Raiders clear, and icing is called.
On that last possession, Mark Cinciola had a great look at goal, but just a better save on that time. And, you know, this Archbishop Ryan team is coming out very strong defensively, but offensively we haven't seen much from them.
Now out there for the Hawks, taking the faceoff is Ryan Gill. Gill ties his man up. Puck scoops up by Ronan Egan, and a quick goal there for Ryan Gill as the Hawks strike first in this one. It's an excellent job there by the Hawks all around, Gill tying his man up. Egan coming in and scooping up the puck, throwing a little backhand, and Gill was able to finish that one, give the Hawks a 1-0 lead early in this one.
And there was no one on Ryan Gill that time. He had a free look at the goal, and there was no Archbishop Ryan players at all to defend against it.
Hawks staying with that line out there. Looks for another shot on goal under the Ducho, and Gill trying to get another sort of a dirty goal there, but out of the Ducho. The Ryan Raiders look to clear. They are unable to possess the puck in the Hawks zone. As the Hawks look to clear, they do get it out of their zone in the neutral zone now. Flipped in, and a line change is made by the Hawks. Now the Raiders up the right side of the ice. Pass intercepted at the blue line. And a bit of a late hit there by Stahl.
Yeah, and already it looks like tension's maybe running a little high. Yeah, that's not a very smart play because early in this game, you've got the 1-0 lead. You don't want to give up a goal yourself. So definitely going to have to control that moving forward.
Yeah, Dan Stahl, not really, I don't know if you didn't see him there, but certainly not the start you mentioned that they're looking for. Now, Dimitri Stefano with it. It's a bad pass. The Hawks lose possession. Raiders going the other way. They're going to get the puck around their own gun. Campetti pushing it around the board to Dimitri Stefano. Now, pressuring the puck with Stefano and others. And up the left wing goes Stefano. He's got wheels up that left side and keeps it in. Fight for it along the board. This is up to the top of the blue line. One time, a rip. No good there. And the Ryan Raiders fighting with it, fighting with Stefano along the board. Get that puck out of there. Cole Vita able to keep it in. But loose possession shortly after. And the Raiders through their own zone. Now looking to enter the Hawks zone. Get something going offensively. Hawks with the puck behind their own net. Looking to clear. They get it to Stefano up the wing. Stefano makes a man miss. And hits the right side winger. Now up that right side, goes to Stone. Stone lets a shot fly high off the blocker. And now the puck is once again in the corner board. Stella fighting for it. The Raiders come out with it, and now they're looking to pass the counter offense up the middle. They dump it into the Hawks zone. And the Hawks are able to come away with that one behind their own net now. Just trying to clear. They get it up to Stefano once again on the wing. Stefano dumps it to Centrella. Centrella pushing the pace up that left side. Gets by a man. Cuts back. Dumps it up to the top. The blue line. Whistler flies. Shot missed. And right there. An excellent opportunity for Connor Ryan. He was unable to finish it, though. And the Hawks will regroup in the neutral zone, looking to make another push. Whistle is blown. Watch Ryan player sort of grabbed the puck there and swung it forward instead of just catching and dropping it.
Archbishop Bryan could easily be down more than one goal in this game, but Kevin Flynn has been playing fantastic. You know, he only came into tonight's game with a 3-2 record, allowing a high 4.5 goals per game, but he's looked good so far.
Definitely. Now Ryan Gill out there with the puck once again, the lone goal scorer in this one. Stahl behind the net. A little bit of a hit there, and Gill trying to get a wraparound going. But Duto Stahl with the centering pass. It is now fight continues along the boards. Another big hit there by Stahl. Hawks keep it in their own in the offensive zone. Shot flies. Unable to get that one to go. Pass intercepted by Egan. Egan still with it. But Gill picks it up and lets the wrist of fly. Let's get it to go. Hawks is working around the boards in the offensive zone. And it's finally clear. And Dan Stahl, thus far in this one, already three big hits. Hawks still with the possession of the puck. And they clear. And icing was not called. And now the Hawks on the defensive once again as Tyler Zarowski. What's a shot five from the slot? Excellent save there by Bradley Smith. And that is not kind of guy Tabor wants to see skating down at him, because as we've seen throughout the season, he's been able to put up points at will with 41 already.
Yeah, well, he definitely got a good look there, but Bradley Smith just made the save. But you've really got to stop those opportunities if you're the prep.
Certainly. Now the Hawks are in a faceoff looking to clear their own zone. Stefano fighting for the puck along the board. Gets behind the man, now pushing the pace up the left side of the ice. Just by another man using pure speed, dumps it in front, and a missed attempt there for the Hawks. Stefano picks back up the puck, gets it around the top of the blue line, and now the Hawks let it go behind the net. Keep possession, though, in the offensive zone. And they let a shot fly into the zone just to try and keep it in there. And our offensive line attempts to clear, unable to do so still. Mr. Fly, right off the goalie stick there. Just hit along the board. And the Hawks aren't able to keep it in the zone this time around, and they're going to have to try and stagger their way back in. A bit of a high hit and off the cross stick there on Connor Ryan. No call, though. The Hawks regroup, clearing their own zone. Working it up the left side of the ice again. They dump it into the middle. Pass intercepted. And now Archbishop Bryan has a 2-on-2 developing, and they have to slow down the pace of play after the Hawks were quick to get back on defense. And now going the other way is a 2-on-1 for the Hawks. To Centrella. Centrella with the soft fly. Good save there by the keeper. And the Hawks now back on defense. Excellent defensive stop there by the Raiders, not letting Pensoa get his 27th point of the season. And now the Hawks have it in the neutral zone with a bit of a line change by the Raiders. They swing it around the glass, and the line change for the Hawks comes as well. Fighting for it along the board. Pensoa picked it up. The centering pass not there, decides to keep it. Just the puck along the board. Now into the slot. Shot blocked. Bukowski trying to get one. Unable to do so. Slap shot fires high over the net. Solzito unable to find the mark on that one. Hawks with a long offensive possession now. They do get another line change off. And the Ryan Raiders finally cleared their own zone. A turn is now going up the left side. We're going to make something happen. Shot flies wide left. And the rebound shot, Bradley Smith quick to get that one. And he covers.
And sometimes we talk about those under-the-radar guys on each team, you know, guys that don't really show up that much on the stat sheet but make a huge impact. That's Daniel Stahl so far in this game. The hits, the pressure he's putting on, you know, he can do it. He's done it all right now for the club team.
Yeah, Dan Stahl, senior on this team, definitely loves the sport of hockey. Oh, yeah, he's always talking about it in homeroom or around the press. Now the Hawks lose the faceoff. Stahl back out there once again with Dill. Those two have been great combos throughout the season, especially on the penalty kill. Now Stahl up, tries to get it up the left side, unable to do so. But on the second effort, they do clear the zone, let the lead in, and the keeper covers. And in net tonight, for the Ryan Raiders, number 70, Kevin Flynn, who has a 3-2 record coming to this game and allowing 4.47 goals against average. Only let in one here tonight, so thus far a good job for him. He's been playing the prep. Shot five, redirected wide. Hawks miss the puck in the corner. Pass it up to the blue line. Christopher flies wide. Looks like more of a pass than a shot. Hawks forced to leave the zone, but then jump it back in. Mayer with the pressure. And Anthony Amato keeps it up in the neutral zone. Hawks is going to move it back into the offensive zone once again. Somebody black carrying it in. Lets the shot fly off the glove of Flint. And now Dimitri Stefano fighting the puck along the boards. I'm going to win that one. Mayer keeps it in, however. But the Raiders quickly scoop up the puck and have it going the other way. However, that defense forces a turnover. And now Matt Mayer is going the other way. 2-on-2 situation. Goes behind the net. Dumps it off for Stefano. Stefano back around the boards. The Hawks player is there. And then another pass along the boards to Mayer. Mayer back up top. Shot's going in. Nothing there. And now Stefano loses the puck along the board. And the Ryan Raiders dump it into the Hawks zone. Big hit along the board there. And the Hawks are going to clear, unable to do so. The Raiders only have about three people in the offensive zone right now as they are finishing out a line change. 4:51 left in the first period of play. Hawks lead 1-0 in this one. as they carry the puck. That is Chris Mayer up the left side. Dumps it into the offensive zone and goes out for a line change. Now, that'll be Connor Ryan to puck around the net. Cicolovita, Cintrella, back to Ryan. Cintrella, and almost a beautiful goal there. They weren't able to do so. And now Cicolovita, puck in front of the net, just back out up top. And Hawks had a great opportunity there, how they weren't able to capitalize. And those are the goals that they are certainly going to have to start capitalizing on throughout this Flyers Cup run if they hope to make one. Hawks enter the zone. Cintrella up the right side. Tries to keep his man out. Unsuccessful. And the Hawks regroup in the neutral zone. And Cintrella unable to handle the puck as he enters the offensive zone. So they had to regroup to wave off the ice or the offside. Now up the right side they go. It's number 80 for the Hawks. Moving up that side rather quickly with the ref. Takes a bit of a hit there, and then a tumble, but we hope he's all good. Archibald and Brian Raiders hold the puck in their zone for a second there, make sure the ref can get his feet under him. Now the Hawks looking to push the pace of play up the right side. And now up the one side. And play continues along the board. And now an odd man situation here for the Hawks as the Ryan Raiders get into the zone. Shot flies, and an excellent save there by Smith as the zone pushed along the board. Sends his man there, but make sure that there are no second attempts after that. Seems like some words are being exchanged after.
Already in this game, Tyler Giorowski has had two great shots on net, but Bradley Smith has come away with the save. And for anyone that thought maybe that this would be an easy win for the Prep, maybe the schedules don't exactly match up for the favor of Archbishop Ryan, they are playing extremely tight as it looks like there is a penalty now on the Prep again. Nick Cicone.
Yes, Cicone, one we've often seen in the penalty box for his aggressive style of play and a little bit more than that, but the Hawks have been excellent on the PK at the season, and you know, they certainly look to do continue that here tonight. The Raiders looking to clear their own zone. They do so successfully, dumping into Hawks. Black is there behind the net, pushing the puck. The ref taking another tumble. We hope he's all right after a couple falls. One timer. Whisk at the blue line. Would have been an excellent shot there for Sorelli. Wasn't able to keep it in, but as the Hawks clear, Sorelli does keep it in. Lets a wrist fly this time. Right into the chest of Smith. And Smith makes the save. 2:01 left in the first period of play. Your Hawks lead 1-0. The Archbishop Ryan Raiders will be on the power play for another minute and 10 seconds. I'm Greg Bradley alongside my partner Bradley Judge. Tonight's broadcast of Prep Hockey. We got Pat McKay coming up at the first intermission. And then, of course, he'll be joined with Charlie Murray for the intermission of fourth and Ed Burke later in the game. And now the Hawks, interesting situation here on the penalty kill. Dmitry Stefanov, next one. And, you know, that's just an excellent job by the Hawks clearing his own quickly. Dmitry Stefanov recognizing that he has the odd man rush, gets the shorthand goal there. And just able to tuck that one short side on Flynn.
Yeah, they were supposed to be killing the penalty, and so instead they come up with a goal. That's something that I really like about how the Preps kill penalties. They're very aggressive on defense. You know, some teams will sit back when they have to kill a penalty. Well, this time it leads to a goal.
50 seconds left on the penalty for the Hawks. 1:38. After this one, Hawks lose 2-0. And the Hawks, like you mentioned, still playing a rather aggressive style, even on the penalty kill. Pressuring the puck in Ryan's zone. They have the puck for a 3-on-2 situation. Shot flies. And it was a stick check right beforehand, forcing a bad shot. Connor Ryan fighting it along the boards, and now Dmitry Stefanov picks it up, killing the puck, killing the penalty. They just clear the zone. And now going the other way are the Raiders. Only 9 seconds left on the penalty kill for the Hawks as they take it into the offensive zone. Chris Mayer looking to do it all himself. Unable to do so. As an excellent save there by Flynn as Chris Mayer just skated his way through the entire team there. Couldn't get past the goalie, but certainly showing off the speed on that one.
Yeah, great display of skills for Chris Mayer. And he almost came up with another goal for the prep team. That would be two in about 30 seconds. So we talked about how they can score goals in bunches. They almost just did that.
Penalty kill is now over for the Hawks. They have 45 seconds left to make something happen. And right there, Chris Mayer offside. Demetri Stefano carrying the puck into the net, into the zone. Certainly going to have to clean up, but
it hasn't been the most impressive period for the Preps, but they've done enough to get the lead, and that's what's most important.
They're certainly looking for some of these Hawks players to really take over in the second period of play. Now the Hawks are working the puck. The Bullets lose it, and now with 25 seconds left, the whistle is once again blown as the puck flies out of play. The Ryan Raiders look to get just something going here. Looking for a late first period goal to get some momentum back their way. However, it has been tough as the faceoffs have been mainly one-sided with the Prep coming away with most of them. Prep once again wins the faceoff, pushing it across the ice and into the zone for Connor Ryan. Connor Ryan against Cirelli along the board. Wins that one. Dumps it in front of the net to Colavita. Colavita not only able to get it to go. Cintrella off the rebound. 3 seconds left, and the clock has hit zeros at the end of the first period. Hawks lead 2-0. Goals by Gill and Stefano. We're going to take a quick break here on WSJT, and when we return, it'll be Pat McCabe and Charlie Murray for the first intermission report.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Jerome, a member of the Mission and Ministry team, and you're listening to WSJP.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to Hawk Talk at the Intermission. I'm Patrick McCabe, your host, with my partner, Charlie Murray. We will be talking about the Hawks about the game in the first period. Currently, the Prep is ahead 2-0 in the first intermission. So, Charlie, what did you see out of the Hawks in the first half? It's been really kind of like not as great as we've seen Prep play at certain points in this year, but what have you seen so far?
Well, the Prep has not really been able to get anything going. I mean, they scored 2 goals, but Prep's, Ryan's goalie is just shutting them down. And they're playing real good defense, and the forecheck is doing pretty well for Ryan. So I think they're not playing their normal game just because, I don't know, Ryan, I think they're just playing a better game right now on defense, but Prep has the goals.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Prep is obviously winning, but, I mean, Prep, they've been having a lot of opportunities. They've been dominating. I mean, in a sense, they've been dominating this game and sort of, but and obviously they're winning, but, I mean, they've been having a lot of opportunities to score, and they could easily be up, like, 3-4, 5-0. But they need to really capitalize on those opportunities coming up in the second period.
Yeah.
That's Hawk Talk at intermission. I'm going to send it back to Greg and Bradley. We'll see you guys in the second intermission.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the stadium here in Havertown, Pennsylvania. I'm Greg Driver alongside my color analyst for tonight's game, Bradley Judge, as the Hawks lead 2-0 at the start of the second period of play. Goals coming by Ryan Gill and Demetri Stefano, and they're looking to certainly add some more points in this one. There's a close one there in front of the net for the Raiders. Almost streaks in, but now Centrella going the other way. He's got Stefano as well. Centrella looking to do it himself. Excellent save there by Flynn. Unable to speak. Control was unable to speak that one by him on that one.
and great breakaway speed by Mark Centrella. We saw him out gate this entire Archbishop Bryan team. And, you know, Archbishop Bryan, they need to gain momentum in this second half. But it's hard to gain momentum when you're not shooting. They are losing the shooting battle 15-6 coming into the second period, something that they need to change.
Yeah, certainly they're going to need to change that if they want to turn the tides in this one. Now Colavita out there for the faceoff. Hawks once again win the draw. And just dump it along the board. We're going to get something going in the offensive zone. The Raiders secure the puck. They're going to clear, unable to do so. As the Hawks dump it back in behind the net once again. Brandon Egan to find pressure on that side. Then the Black. And now Connor Ryan gets it up top. Bit of an errant pass there as the Hawks are forced to leave the zone. And another bad pass there. As they were almost through the Archbishop Bryan Raiders. The breakaway, that was Nick Urbani. Gonna have to clean up the pass in here for this one. Get back to some of the stuff we saw in the first period of play. Now the Ryan Raiders trying to go up the right side of the ice there. Unable to do so. Hawks through their own zone, going the other way now. It's Connor Ryan. Connor Ryan loses the puck at the blue line. The Ryan Raiders now up the left side. And the Hawks clear their own zone once again. But leaves it in the neutral zone. Now going the other way. The Raiders. Zurowski is trying to get in on the action. Under the detail. Now the Hawks going up the right side. Ball loses the puck. And it goes up and comes down. And Hawks begin it. As it comes down, send it into the zone. And play for it along the board. Hawks looking to get some possession going. Unable to do so there. And now, the Raiders dump the puck into the Hawks zone, and the Hawks just looking to clear, regroup, and regather. With Gill up to Saul. Saul unable to secure the pass. Ison is called. Almost looked like it should have been waved off on that one, but the decision has been made. Ison is called.
And after we've seen these two teams play each other, for around a period and a quarter, you can really see the style contrast from each team. The Prep, they like to put constant offensive pressure and look to capitalize on every mistake, while Archbishop Bryan seems to be playing a little bit more laid back and trying to take advantage of short bursts offensively.
Now, Chris Mayer winning the faceoff there in the zone, and now splits the defenders, working it up the left side, showing the speed that we saw earlier. And he almost gets by them all once again. Great stop there by the Raiders. Now Chris Mayer with the puck in the mid zone, uses the puck. And Cristone out there is going to clear it from their own zone and work it up to the left side. Now Fikowski to the right side, dishes it up. And now pass across the slot, I'm going to get it to go. And there is no icing called. The zone clears his own zone. And the Hawks put the battle for the puck in the neutral zone. Dumped in along the boards by the Archbishop Ryan Raiders. And looking to clear the puck now is the Hawks. Tikowski looking to cancel off the icing. Icing is called once again. 12-20. Puck in the second period of play. Hawks lead 2-0.
There hasn't been that much offensive action here in the second period, a lot less than there was in the first. And for the most part, it almost seems like Archbishop Bryan is winning the period so far. They're getting more shots, they're getting in the offensive zone. This is a very good period for Archbishop Bryan. Now he just has to capitalize and score goals.
Yeah, both teams really have been struggling to sort of possess the puck in the second period of play. Hawks are doing an excellent job of that at the end of the first period, and hope to get back to that as the game continues on. Kind of struggling to clear out of their neutral zone. The shot flies by Davis. Wide left. Bradley Smith, no need to make a save on that one. Once again, puck in the neutral zone. Surrounded by the puck defense. And the line rate is still for good. Oh, Hawk pulls it clear once again. It is. The Hawk fighting for along the board. Big hit there. As Brad recovers.
And, you know, one of the keys to the game we talked about beforehand was the performance of goalie Bradley Smith. Johnny Angelo not in net. You know, maybe the possibility of resting for a win tonight and then a game Tuesday. So they needed him to be 100% in net, and he looks so far to be that way.
Blocked by five from the blue line. Hawks able to block that one, and now going the other way is Ronan Egan. Ronan Egan looking to get by his man. He does. Tries to get it on the far side post. Just goes wide. But the Hawks retain possession in the offensive zone. Skating with it around the back side. Now fought along the board. Pass up to blue line. Blue line with the flies. Now another shot flies. High. Yeah. Doesn't need to snag that one. Stick is on the ground as Hawks players fight for it along the board. And now up the left side, Alexis O'Brien making a clear. A little detail. Now the Hawks just trying to keep it in the zone. They have done so successfully thus far. Ronan Egan fighting for it along the board. Get up top to the blue line. First shot flies. Tipped by Colavita. Just wide of the net there. Fought once again along the board. Tried to clear and they do successfully. The Hawks aren't able to keep that one in. And Hankels is there trying to keep it in, but just missed the puck. And now fighting with it, the puck is Connor Ryan behind the net. Liam Hankels has it to Colavita. Colavita up the right side to Gill. Gill trying to get by the boards, unable to do so. Excellent defense there by Josh Davis. Puck with a quick line change. Now in the offensive zone. Trying to keep it in is Gill. Gill loses it. And up the left side go the Raiders. How they do use the puck once again in transition. Now behind the net the puck goes. It'll be picked up by Chris Mayer. Chris Mayer dumps it back to Sassone on the far side. Shot pass into the slot. Next will save there by Bradley Smith at bit of miscommunication going on for the Hawks in their own defensive zone. As we've seen some passes that have could have led to goals, and luckily Bradley Smith has been playing rather well here tonight.
Yeah, Dominic Sericio was wide open in front of the net, and a split save there from Bradley Smith.
Another shot flies off the faceoff by number 27. That's Nicholas Sericio. And, you know, just another good save there by Bradley Smith. They win the faceoff again. And I think O'Brien has been getting some good chances here. Haven't been able to find it. As I say that, they bury one. Top shot. Flies in past Bradley Smith.
And that looks like it was from number 20, Torelli. That was a laser top shot over Bradley Smith's glove hand. So here we are, middle of the second period. Do you think we'll see Johnny D'Angelo to come in at the end of this game?
You know, I'm not too sure. You know, that was a good shot. He did have time to track it from the blue line. Now, there were obviously some people in front of the net, sort of crowding the net there, but Marcellelli still able to bury that one. And now Demetrius Stefano looking to go down on the other side and put one in, unable to do so. Now the Hawks regroup in the neutral zone. Fight for along the board. And a goal there by Mark Centrella. Good score down on that one. And the Hawks quickly answer with 8:56 left in the second period of play. Hawks lead 3-1.
Well, you can either react to being scored upon negatively and those little sluggish coming back low prep. They drive right down, get a goal from Mark Centrella. And that's that third line that we talked about before, the Ryan Cole, Judith Centrella line. That's what they're going to have to get back to in order to keep the pace and tempo up against our switch time.
And his line has changed a bit. We actually have Amato, Stefano, and Centrella out there.
And, you know, that's definitely going to be a problem facing Petrella and Stefano. Those two have just such good chemistry together and also a blazing fast and excellent stick game. There we see Stefano will chop wide, looking for the tip-in by Petrella. And now in front of the net as the puck with Stefano. Gets it out to the blue line. Watch up flies and tipped on that one as the Hawks regroup in their own zone to set it up again. A little bit of struggle there by Nick Campetti. Now the Ryan Raiders have the puck behind the net. Hawks didn't play good defense and clear the zone here. They hit in front and a shot. Unable to get it to go. The Hawks try quickly to get there. Now going the other way is Dimitri Stefano, and he's got speed. He's on a breakaway. Puck it in. An excellent save there by Flynn. Dimitri Stefano normally capitalized on that. He had the goalie all forward there, and you know, able to snag it with the glove at the last second. Now going the other way are the Ryan Raiders. Hawks trying to possess the puck in their own zone. And then clear. Still fighting for it. A turn. Gets a shot from the slot. Almost goes in off the post. And not that great of a shot, but bigger concern for all than the defense in the second period of play. Now the Hawks going the other way. Centrella puts it. Gets it to go, fourth side, Centrella with another goal, as the Hawks extend their lead 4-1 with 6:59, and Mark Centrella just showing his speed and tucked that one far side.
You cannot make any lazy passes against this Hawks team, not commit any turnovers, because they have great speed. You look at Chris Mayer, great speed, and Mark Centrella, great speed. He leads the team in goals this season, coming into this game with 13. He's got a couple more stat under that number tonight.
Yeah, there's 15 goals now. Not just 15 goals, but also 28 points already. Excuse me. The goal is coming to the bench now. As the timeout has been called by the Ryan Raiders, as they definitely look to discuss kind of what's been going on and how they go about fixing what's been going on.
And they really came out very strong to start the period. They were controlling the zone, getting great shots, and they were very, very close a couple of possessions to go. Corey Bradley-Smith was a bit out of position, and they almost made him pay there. So if you look at that shot, if that goes in, this is a completely different game.
Certainly Bradley-Smith is playing pretty well. You know, as you mentioned, that one really just went right off the post. It wasn't a great shot. Pretty weak wrist there from the slot, but it almost scooped by, and that's not the type of shot you want to see and have a chance of scooping by. That'll be a face-off at the center.
Team go back to the bench, but no goalie change. Archbishop Bryan continues with Kevin Flynn instead of opting for their backup number one friend, McLean.
Hawks to win the faceoff. Possess the puck in their own zone and then work it up. Now up the middle goes Christian Tone. Christian Tone to Sikowski along the board. Sikowski up top to Black, and then Black back in. And the pass intercepted by Archbishop Ryan, and they clear. Icing is called. As we go back down to Archbishop Ryan's zone for another faceoff.
Right off that first faceoff, after the teams went back to their benches, talked things over, you could see an immediate difference in the Archbishop Ryan team. They came out looking much more energized. You know, they understand that this is win or go home.
Colavito wins the faceoff. Flat shot from the blue line flies by Black. I'm going to get that one to go. Now I'll play for it along the board by the Hawks. Throw another shot flies. Piston! That is Colavito with a goal. Off the shot by number 26, Nicholas Urbani. And, you know, just great presence of mind by Colavita to hit that one in.
Urbani throws on goal. You never know what can happen. And that time, Mark Colavita was in the right place at the right time. And now it's 5-1. Just a couple of seconds ago, it was 2-1 prep. Now, all of a sudden, it's a much larger lead.
Yeah, excellent presence of mind, as I mentioned. Mark Colavita just redirecting that puck, and it was able to squeeze by Flynn there. Now, off the left side goes Connor Ryan. And he loses the puck in the zone. So Ryan later looks to clear, but the Hawks win the puck back in the neutral zone. That is Urbani. And now it's a 2-on-1 on man situation. They pass it. Shot flies. Bradley Smith with the save. And it's still not out of clear yet. The Hawks look to clear. They finally do. Connor Ryan up the left side now. Seeks his man out with a shot fly. Good save there by Flynn. Hawks have the puck at the blue line. It's a sloppy play there, and now it'll be Sassone on defense. And puck right in front of the net. Bradley Smith on all fours. And still fighting after the whistle. And down on the ice right now is, ooh, that's Nick Sassone.
What a tremendous job we're seeing out of Bradley Smith. Everything that's thrown at him, he's got an answer for. And, you know, it's very hard to sustain success against this prep team. We saw Kevin Flynn come out early, you know, make a couple great saves, but they just keep shooting, keep pounding away, and they get cold.
And at the end, we mentioned there was some pushing and shoving, turned a little bit more violence than the rest would have liked. And two penalties were coming in, Dominic Cicero of Archbishop Brown will be heading to the box, as well as Nick Sassone for the Hawks to be heading to the box as well. I don't really think he instigated that one, but you know, it was a retaliation that got him. And so now they're both in the box out there for the Hawks. It'll be Mayer, Gill, Dahl, and Black to kill this penalty. Rather not a penalty, it's gonna be 5-on-5. But the two men will still be in the box. Refs seem to be discussing what just transpired to make sure that they know exactly what is going on down there. 5:35 left in the second period of play, 5-1 game. I'm Greg Bradley alongside my partner Bradley Judge for tonight's broadcast. Tonight's WSJP broadcast of St. Joe's Prep Hockey is presented by St. Joe's Prep, Philadelphia Jesuit High School. College starts here. Learn more at www.sjprep.org. Mayer ties his man up on the faceoff, and the Hawks come out of the zone with it. It is Mayer off that right side, moving fast. Still there as well, but he loses it. And now it'll be a 3-on-2 going the other way. Trying to get by the front defense, they're able to do so. Hawks in the puck, and now it'll be Mayer off the right side. Gets it into the zone. And spins around, possessing the puck here. Got two men on along the board. This is Ryan Hurd. Looks to clear. Stall. Intercepts the pass. Lets the shot fly. And a save made by Flynn on that one.
Stall, not known for his goal scoring abilities, but like we said before, he can do it all. And he almost came up with one right there. And some very impressive defense on the other hand by Nathan Master. Archbishop Ryan looks to be getting into a 2-on-1 action, but a great poke check. Send it into offensive zone for the Preps.
Yeah, Mr. Stahl, not really doing as much of an offensive presence, but, you know, he's certainly sort of grown into that role, but definitely more of a presence on the defensive end, always in the right spot at the right time, and, of course, acting as somewhat of an enforcer as well when need be. And now, Mr. Bryan looks to dangle their way in, unable to do so, good defense by Black, but they are unable to clear. One-timer flies in front of the net, off the front defender. Bradley Smith is turned the other way, trying to make some saves. And luckily for the Hawks, they're able to survive that one as they look to clear once again. This is Urbani looking to clear up the left side. Carries it into the offensive zone. Pushes it out in front. So Amato looking to bury that one. Unable to do so. Another good.
Great chance, but if the Hawks want to move forward in this tournament, they have to start cleaning themselves up right now. You know, there's a lot of bad passes, a lot of turnovers. You know, they're not going to be able to get very far if they keep playing like that.
Yeah, certainly if they keep the scoring up and it remains as it does right now, the Hawks will win this one. And Ghost is playing right now, and they're a very easy pass, as they are most likely going to win their game as well. And, you know, certainly not easy for the Hawks to advance in these types of games. Now going up the right side, it's Bukowski, dumped it into the zone. Oh, it's called pushing Tony behind the net. It's a big hit along the boards there. Tony goes down, but gets right back up. Now along the boards goes the puck, and Archbishop Ryan is able to clear. And excellent in there by the Hawks, as they're able to clear their own zone, but they do lose it in the neutral zone as Archbishop Ryan regains the puck and looks to clear. They get it up to the right side to Mark Cirelli. Cirelli in close. Diving save, and the puck able to clear there. And Cirelli almost just one there. Sort of an excellent play there by Urbani, or Campetti, excuse me.
Cirelli had a bit of a chance coming towards the net. He's a big guy. We don't usually see him inside on the net like that. We usually see him out towards the blue line where he scored a goal. And he just gets tripped up and barrels into Bradley Smith. So it's sort of a dangerous play there, all incidental, but definitely not something you want to see happen to your goaltender.
Yeah, no, Bradley Smith backed up perfectly fine, appears to be. And the scoreboard would agree, as he's only let in one goal on some good chances. Hawks do not win this face-off, one with the defensive formation, but they do win the puck quickly. Connor Ryan moving it up. Pass picked up by Campetti. One-timer saved by Flynn. Now around the boards, the puck flies. In front of the net to Colavito. Colavito looking to get a second, unable to get that one to go, though. Hawks keeping the puck in the zone. And then it's fairly sweeps out there. And he's holding it called by the ref. And it'll be a face-off in the neutral zone now.
And the prep, even with this four-goal lead, they're still looking to score. They're still looking to get chances. Still looking to play aggressive.
So it's all about building that momentum and really cleaning up aspects of the game that you need to come playoff time. Like here tonight, you know. The time for mistakes is over. Now the Hawks let a shot fly, Ronan Egan off the skate of a Ryan defender. Now Archbishop Ryan looks to go the other way. Black keeps it in the offensive zone. And now Archbishop Ryan clears. Corrado in there on defense. Now the Hawks looking to clear their own zone. They do so. Connor Ryan up the left side. Flies the puck around the board. Corrado now. Slap shot. Blocked and covered by Flynn at the end there. With 1:34 left in the second period of play, your Hawks lead 5-1.
And we're seeing Archbishop Ryan get some scoring chances, get some opportunities. But that's not, you know, at face value, you may see him getting those shots and thinking it's a good thing. But most of those shots are coming off of prep turnovers. So they're going to have to massively change their offensive play in the next 1 minute, 34 seconds of the second period, and then the third period as well.
And Flynn, you know, while he has let in five goals, he has also stopped 20 shots. And, you know, his defense really isn't helping him out much. And, you know, the Hawks really have been sort of sloppy on the defensive end as well. They're definitely going to have to pick it up if they look to make a run, as I know they all are in this Flyers Cup. Nevertheless, it's still a five-goal lead, and they're looking to develop going in for third period of play. 1:15 left in the second period now. Mayer taking the puck up the right side. Gets by his man, with a shot fly, and another save there by Flynn. That's on his page number 21 as Mayer. Oh, so close to getting a goal, as we've seen him do so many times through the defense, and just ever so close to finishing, unable to do so there.
Yeah, something that just jumps out when watching this game, Prep just looks like the much bigger team, overpowering and outskating the Archbishop Ryan Raiders.
That's why the front of the goal on him with Corrales. Another shot flies, and it is a goal. Another one there for the Hawks. I believe that's number 25, Ryan Gill. The second for clarification here. It is indeed. That is Gill's second goal of the game, and he will extend the Hawks' lead to six goals, or five-goal lead now, total for the Hawks.
And that was a great persistent play by Ryan Gill. We saw him get tied up in the corner, the puck bouncing around, and you know, he just gets it right in front of him, outskates anyone close to him, and finishes the play with a great goal.
Anyways, time winding down in the second period of play. There's 40 seconds left. Don't forget to stick around for our intermission report with Pat McCabe and Charlie Murray. We'll be breaking down the second period of play, as well as previewing the third period of play. 40 seconds left. Archbishop Ryan clears the zone. And now Delato picks it up to the side. She can get Stefano in the neutral zone. I'm going to throw that one. 15 seconds left. Demetrius Stefano in front of the net. There's a shot fly high and into the netting. The faceoff with 9.3 seconds left. Hawks lead 6-1 in this one.
And what we see in the St. Joe's Prep Hawks game, as the game gets deeper and deeper, and you know, you'd think maybe teams would start to tire and tire a bit more. This Prep team just looks fresher and fresher with every minute.
8 seconds left. Shot flies off of Ryan defender now. Hawks try to keep it in the zone. 2 seconds left. That's going to do it for the second period of play here at the stadium. The first round of Flyers come for the Hawks. Your Hawks trail 6-1. Take a quick break. And when we return, we will have the second intermission report with Pat McCabe and Charlie Murray.
Hi, this is Jason Zizichny, principal at St. Joe's Prep, class of 1990. And you are listening to WSJP.
Welcome back. It is second intermission with Patrick McCabe and Charlie Murray. Charlie, it's been a great second intermission. Since everyone here listening isn't here, obviously, something must have happened during first intermission when we were talking, because they just scored. They're up 6-1 now. It's incredible what they're doing now. So, I mean, now I'm going to ask you, what do you think really happened?
I think their coach probably gave them a nice little speech there at the end of the first period. But also, right in the beginning of the second period, there was a little scrum in front of the net, and a couple players got involved, and it got a little physical. So, you know, that probably, you know, sparked them up a little bit, got them a little hyped, and, you know, that got them going a little bit and scored some goals. So.
Yeah, I mean, Prep's been dominating, like, the entire game. But as I said in the first intermission, they really need to capitalize on their opportunities from the first period. And, I mean, somehow they must have heard me because they're up 6-1 now. It's just been really a great game so far. Ryan really can't put up anything. They're just not really playing that well. None of their top players are doing good at all, including their top player, Tyler Jaworski, who hasn't scored any points or any assists this entire game, which is amazing.
Yeah, and, their defense hasn't got much, given the goalie much help. They've gotten, the goalie had 23 saves, but, their defense isn't helping now. He's trying to bail them out with his fans right now. So.
And that will be the end of the second intermission. I'm Patrick McCabe alongside my co-host, Charlie Murray, and we're going to get ready for the third period.
Hi, this is Jason Zizichny, principal at St. Joe's Prep, class of 1990, and you are listening to WSJP.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to WSJP's presentation of Prep Hockey.
I'm Greg Bradley. Back with Bradley Judge as we get set here for the third period of play. Hawks lead 6-1 in this one. And they've been dominating on the offense, and, you know, defense has been good enough, but still not where it needs to be. And they're definitely going to have to improve. And now a breakaway going the other way for Christian Spear. And the shoot hit wide, and a goalie change took place at the intermission. In net yes. Now is number one, Fran McLean.
And thanks to that shot, we have a chance to introduce Fran McLean coming this game. He has a record of 5-5-1, allowing slightly more goals per game than his counterpart, Kevin Flynn, with 5.6 goals per game.
Also in the faceoff with a shot fly, McLean with another save. He's a two-year far in this one. Now along the board to Hawks fight for it. It's Connor Ryan tied up there. Trying to clear it. Olavita. And the puck finally comes loose for Connor Ryan. Connor Ryan looks to swing it in front. And almost a goal there for the Hawks trying to do so. Olavita is an excellent stick lift in the neutral zone to regain the Hawks' possession. And now Connor Ryan pressuring as well as Lennon Regan. And going up the left wing now, the Hawks, they regroup actually. Get another offensive push going the other way. Chris Mayer looking to take the coast to coast again and turns back, looks for help at the blue line, then decides to dump it off to the corner to Lennon Regan, and Regan continues it around the backboard pass up top the blue line, and it is just another errant pass. No one was there, and the Hawks are forced to regroup in their own zone and regather. Now Archbishop Ryan brings the puck in the neutral zone and brings it back into the Hawks zone. Let the shot fly. Glove side high goes in on Bradley Smith, and that'll decrease the lead for the Hawks, only 4 goals, 6-2, 13-44 left in the third period of play.
That one looked like it was by number 61. That is Matt McQuiggan. He just stays with the puck and rips a shot that gets by Bradley Smith. Bradley Smith, very unusual to see him allow a goal like that.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't necessarily a bad shot, but, you know, it all really started with the bad offensive possession. They just let a pass fly out, and it seemed to be that they were controlling that offensive possession. And stuff like that, they're definitely going to have to clean up sooner rather than later. Now the Hawks are on the defensive side, looking to clear the puck. Battling it for it along the boards. Amato's in there in the mix along with Blaze Harris. Ryan wins it. Gets a slap shot from the blue line. Deflected off of Centrella wide. And the puck swings along the board and still kept in the offensive zone by the Ryan Raiders. Finally taken out. And that is Dimitri Stefano and Mark Centrella. Stefano with a shot fly. Excellent save there by McLean. Pass up to the top of the board. To the top of the blue line, excuse me. And now in goes number 20 for the Hawks. That's Nick Campetti. Campetti into to Centrella. Centrella was looking for Nick. Dimitri Stefano in front of the net. And the Ryan Raiders are able to clear on that one. 12-17 left in the third period of play. Now off the left side goes Campetti. Cicone there as well. Dumps it off to Cicone along the corner. Centering pass to Saul. Saul unable to get stick on that one before Sorelli. And the Ryan Raiders clear, but Hawks looks to win the puck in the neutral zone. Now going up the right side is the Hawks. It is Campetti. Campetti's trying to dangle his way through. Decides to cut it back and looks for a pass through the middle. No Hawks players touch it. Now Saul in the middle, fighting for it. Loses the puck there, but Gill is quick to recover. And no one thinks of the puck after that. It'll be going the other way. But the Hawks actually keep up the play in the neutral zone. Awards in the pocket. They regroup in their own zone now and have to push the pace up the right side. Shaw has the puck, looking along the corner boards now. Staying with the puck. Still ties up his man. Christian Coney in front of the net with the shot fly. And a save is made.
And two periods and six goals with all head coach John Hunter needs to see from Kevin Flynn before pulling him. But a couple of great saves with Fran McLean. You got to wonder why he didn't make the move sooner. He's looked great so far. And this Archbishop Bryan team as a whole has looked great so far. 4 minutes into the second period. Third period. Sorry.
Now up there is Pekowski, Coney, and Fuller. Hawks with the puck in the neutral zone. Looking to move into the offensive zone. They swing it in. Long foot. Fuller now with it along the boards. Unable to beat the Ryan man to it. Comes back in behind the boards. Fuller and Pekowski challenges the puck there. They look to clear, but Chris Mayer keeps it in. In front, centering pass, Chris Mayer picks it up, lets the shot fly high and wide. Excellent opportunities thus far for the Hawks. Just have to bury them and make sure that they can capitalize going forward. Now Fuller tied up along the board. Shot goes in for the Lions. The Raiders to try and get into the Hawks zone. Hawks puts the pick up that one, that puck, regroup and regather. And now they work it up the right side of Pekowski. Pekowski, puck stolen by Davis. Davis showing all the way around the boards. Hawks pick up the puck. And the Hawks now looking to continue their up their fast pace of play with Pekowski on the right side. He loses the puck once again to Davis. And now a long pass intended for Gorowski. And something I don't think we've mentioned, Gorowski has a point streak on the line. And Bradley, I know you wanted to talk about this earlier, but we haven't really had the need to because we haven't seen much of him, but now it's good as time as ever.
Yeah, he's had a couple chances to extend it. Right now, it is at 16 games and counting. Incredible, dating all the way back to October 31st, 2016, last year.
And it could come to an end tonight, depending on how he plays in this final period of play. Hasn't been involved in either of the goals.
And it's very interesting, with 9 minutes left and a 4-goal lead for the Prep, will we see them kind of stray away from their usual aggressive nature in order to preserve the lead, or will they just keep pounding on Archbishop Bryan?
Right along the boards now. Archbishop Bryan comes away with that one. They look to clear. They do so, but it is quickly picked up by the Hawks in their own zone. Now the Hawks working it around behind their own boards. And now the Hawks looking to clear. They do clear their own zone, looking to gather the puck in the neutral zone, get an offensive attack going. However, they are unable to get any offensive attack going just yet. And a line change coming for the Hawks. As Ison is called with 8:52 left in the third period of the play. Hawks lead 6-2. I'm Greg Bradley alongside my partner Bradley Judge for tonight's broadcast. And this presentation of St. Joe's Prep Hockey is presented by the St. Joe's Prep Development Office. Clubs like WSJP are made possible through the generous support of listeners like you. To support WSJP and other clubs and activities, make gifts to the Prep Fund now by texting GOPREP to 4144. Don't wait. Text GOPREP to 4144. Now, Hawks with the puck in their own zone. Looking to clear once again and get something going offensively. Amato pressuring. And the Hawks are going to keep the puck in the zone. They do so successfully for Pella, but then he loses the puck after miscommunication with Demetrius Stefano. And he's going to pick up the puck. And they are forced to regroup in their own offensive zone. Now going up the left wing is Amato. Amato passes to Stefano. Stefano up top to the blue line. Back to Campetti. Campetti, hit by a huge defender, somehow stays with the puck. Possesses it, sends it around the back. to Kinsella. Kinsella pitches it behind him, but no one was there for him. And now going up the left wing is Josh Davis for the Ryan Raiders. Played along the board. Amato, the first one there. And now the Hawks still fighting for it along their own board. Looking to clear. They do finally possess the puck. And they get it to Stahl. Now Stahl to Gill. Gill up the right side. Looking for his third. What's a shot fly? Off the glove high. Stahl quickly picks that one up. Now Gill, centering pass. Finally gets to go. What's another shot fly? That one goes wide. Stone unable to get there before the Ryan defender down to Cicero, and Cicero clears and ice in his paws. 6:55 up in third period of play. Hawks lead 6-2.
And it's evident the prep isn't exactly playing as aggressive as they have been, but when they feel they have an advantage on the ice, they definitely go for it and look to score a goal.
Stone taking the face off, unable to win that one. This is Ryan with a long flip to Gierowski. Gierowski dumps it into the Hawks zone, picked up behind the net by Smith. Smith is the outlet to the defender. Now the Hawks going up the right side of the ice. Now going the other way is the Ryan Raiders as they look to establish some type of offensive possession. We haven't seen them been able to do really this entire game. Now Mayer picks up the puck behind the net, loses it quickly, and the Ryan Raiders holding, waiting for something. And when they move it back around the net, up top, shot flies wide. They need to save there. And the Hawks pick up the puck and are going the other way with it. Stahl in there as well as Mayer. Mayer dips it off, whiff over 1-2, by the Stone. And now Pooler in there fighting with the Stone, looking for the puck as well. Shot flies off the post, almost in. This is from the blue line. And looks like the Hawks have gotten one lucky bounce off the post. And so have the Ryan Raiders. So I guess it evens out. And something interesting to consider with how Gierowski wasn't even on defense on that play. He was just kind of sitting at the Hawks' blue line, kind of cherry-picking, looking to extend the 10th streak, but unable to do so as I think was called, as he wasn't able to corral that pass.
Yeah, trying to do anything just to get a good look against this prep team that's now more defensively focused instead of being as aggressive as they were in the first and second period.
Homer loses the face-off and dumps the puck into the zone. Cool is pressuring behind the net. Ryan looking to clear. They do so successfully. Hawks pick up the puck in the neutral zone and skate back into their own defensive zone. The group and regather. Now up the left wing. Goes to Kowski. Kowski loses the puck. Tony picks it up. Tony to Pooler. Pooler backhand. Almost goes in. And a diving save there by McCain. And got to commend him for that. And a late hit on the play by number 27, DeCiccio. And down on the ice was Kowski. Kowski quick to get up, but a little bit shaken up after that. Can't do that.
That was a very exciting sequence of events. You know, almost a seventh goal on the game for the prep. You know, they one shot, two shot, three shots. Graham McCain always had an answer. You know, diving around. He even lost his stick for a second there. So a very great play there by McCain, showing that, you know, even though they may be down, they're not out. They still want to win this game. At least give their best effort, too.
Yeah, McCain has been giving it his all, and you could tell by the way he's been playing in net. 6-2 game, 5:01 left in the third period of play. Colavita now for the faceoff. Colavita wins the faceoff to Connor Ryan. Connor Ryan with a shot fly, and we get it to go. Colavita barely misses the net. He was behind the goalie, and so was the puck, but just missed wide there. And a splashing penalty is called on number 17, and that is Hearn. for the Ryan Raiders, and now the Hawks will be for 2 minutes with 4:52 left in the game. This was the first power play of the game for the Hawks. They were once on a penalty kill earlier, but never on the man advantage, as we see now.
That penalty could ice the game for the Hawks. With 4:52 left and 2 minutes, they're going to have a one-man advantage. We're going to have to see Archbishop Bryant taking desperate chances in order to try to climb back in this game.
Yeah, the Hawks have been difficult to stop when they didn't have the man advantage. Now with the man advantage, certainly look for them to extend the lead in this one. And who knows, maybe Ryan Gill will take the ice and go for his hat trick. Hasn't had one all season. And that could be his night. Hawks working the puck in their offensive zone. Almost a big mess up there with the passing. And now the Hawks in their own zone. They're going to regroup and work the puck up. 1:15 left on the power play. Off to the puck here, Alfie. This is the back. And the Ryan River is clear once again. Now around the net goes the Hawks. They're going to regroup and get into the offensive zone. Colby to take it in. Got a motto there in the middle. Colby to handle it well. Pass up top to Corrado. Corrado in tight for Egan. Egan unable to get a shot off. Colby looking to finish it. Unable to do so. And the Raiders looking to clear it once again. Jarowski could have picked up the puck there, but instead was skating to the bench. Final 3 minutes and 20 seconds of play. 25 left on the power play for the Hawks. Up the left side looking for Stone. Stone trying to get on the board in this run, and offside is called. Hawks unable to keep that one in. Sotella almost had it, but not quite there.
3 minutes left. You just have to expect right now for the Trap to play conservatively. Most importantly, control the puck and control the clock against Archbishop Bryant. There's 17 seconds left on the penalty.
After this game, we'll be having that post-game live with Ed Burke and Pat McCabe. We'll be breaking down all the action that took place here tonight, as well as previewing next week's game, which will be at 7:30 at Grundy in the next round of the Five Cup. Now the Hawks working around in their offensive zone, or in their defensive zone, excuse me. Man advantage is gone. 5-on-5 hockey now. And now, Chris Mayer holding the puck in the offensive zone. Dumps the puck off to Kinsella. Kinsella leaves the puck there. The Mayer picks it back up. Now he has the zone across. The zone almost gets it to go, and then a pass to Connor Ryan with another shot. I'm going to get that one to go. And the wraparound shot going for Mason Master. Master unable to get that one in. And the puck is thrown into the Archbishop Ryan benches. 2:07 left to play. 6-2 Hawks lead. And tonight's WSJP broadcast of Archbishop Ryan versus Finchers Cup Hockey on blogtalkradio.com is presented by Federer and Mancana, LLC, a litigation boutique in Philadelphia is dedicated to representing clients in criminal, civil, and administrative controversies. Call 215-925-2500 to contact Federer and Mancana today. I'll stuff it back into the zone. And Bill and Saul applying pressure on the board, so unable to secure the puck, though. And Gill carries it into the zone. Tries to pump it in on a little deep shot. And Gill looking for the puck in the middle now. Coney in on there on the play as well. Ball forward along the boards now are the Hawks. That is Nathan Master. Ryan Gill is in there as well, trying to get the puck out of there. Now that is Corrado, or Henkel, along the boards, rather. And Christian Coney picks it up and gets hit. And there's going to be a penalty on that hit on Coney. Chicone, senior member of the hockey team, also captain of the soccer team. And, you know, the entire family wants to prep him. Certainly, it's continued the tradition of playing sports for the prep, and coming to prep, he's now his senior year.
And as we're a minute away from this game being over, there are a lot of positives to take away from this prep performance, scoring 6 goals, defensively looking very sound, and Bradley Smith having a fantastic game in net. But there are also a ton of negatives to take from this game as well. They're going to have to definitely clean up for the next outing.
You know, while there are some things that haven't gone quite as the Hawks plan, it does offer sort of learning areas for them to look at throughout this week and make sure that they can correct before Tuesday's big game if they need to win in order to continue their Fire Cup run. Now 56.3 seconds left in the third period of play. Hawks lead 6-2. Could remain that as the final score. Don't forget, after the game, stick around for Prep Coast Close Game Live with Pat McCabe and Ben Burke. We'll be breaking down the game in its entirety, as well as giving you some stat recaps and, of course, previewing next week's game as well. Now going around. Kalski finds Fischer. Up with O'Brien with the puck. There is a man advantage right now. So like this O'Brien, if he just kind of got penalized on the last sort of series. And 25 seconds left. Arctis O'Brien trying to get something to go, but the Hawks have been good at clearing throughout both of their penalty kills. And offside there.
And so now it's basically official. The Prep will be moving on. Their next game will be Tuesday. And I'm very excited and looking forward to see that game and see how this Prep team, almost in a way, even with the win, bounces back from a bit of a poor performance tonight.
Okay, you know, the final 10 seconds of play here. Ball along the board. And they're going to hold it there for the rest of the game. And that'll do it here at the stadium. Final score, Hawks 6, Archbishop Ryan Raiders 2. Great performance by the Hawks, and they'll be moving on to this Flyers Cup. They will be taking on most likely Holy Ghost Prep next Tuesday at Grundy at 7:30. And of course, you can catch that game here on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. We'll be bringing you that game now. And take a quick break, and when we return, it's going to be Ned Burke and Pat McCabe on the mic for Prep Post Game Live with my partner Bradley Judge. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back after the break with Prep Post Game Live.
I'm on the live.
Now I do what I want.
Everybody know I'm better. Hey, yeah, I'm better. Hey, it don't matter. Hey, if I get fatter. Hey, nowadays I'm on my haters, they got sadder. Hey, that's money longer. Different song, bruh, yeah. Different producer,
yeah.
But I can do anything and I won't lose her. She got right with the winner, left that loser. Talking shit, boy, make me get my Ruger. Yeah, I sell my Ruger. I'm niggas up, they shooters. Rocking them grills all the way so my tooth hurt. Oh, he cope? Well, I swear that.
Welcome back. This is Prep Post Game Live with Patrick McCabe and my new co-host, Ned Burke. So, Ned, it was a really good game today. I mean, Prep just played, they dominated offense, defense, just basically the whole game. They won 6-2, obviously, against Archbishop Ryan, and they will be moving on next week in the second round of the Flyers Cup to Holy Ghost Prep against Grundy. But, I mean, it was really a great
game. I mean, they just were really good. So what did you think? I mean, you were upset. So what do you think really was good about this game?
Well, one side of the fair, the Prep had a stellar offensive play with goals put up between Centrella, Stefano, Nicarbani, Dan Saw, and Christian Coney. And defense also, the goalie Bradley Smith had 15 saves and only allowed in 2 goals. Pretty good play.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, that's pretty good, yeah. I mean, the goalies, over the course of the season, have been having a little bit of trouble trying to, like, comprehend with pretty good teams with like, Holy Ghost and on the South. But, I mean, they really had – I mean, D'Angelo just had a really good game. That's really it.
Yeah, that is true. And also, the Prep played a very physical game with number 24, Amado, having 4 hits. And also – spread up amongst the other teammates.
Yeah, I mean, it was just an overall great game. Prep obviously won 6-2. They just had a complete game. It's just hopefully we'll see more of these complete games throughout the course of the Flyers Cup. But I mean, we'll take it week by week. This is your host, Patrick McCabe, with my co-host, Ned Burke. And this is going to be the end of Prep Post Game Live. We'll see you guys next week, Tuesday, at Grundy Arena, St. Joe's Prep against most likely Holy Ghost Prep, which will be a great matchup. Thanks for listening in, and goodbye.